You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Lots to talk about today, a lot to talk about today. Looks like there may be a female type of Viagra that appears kind of promising for women's lack of sex drive. We will talk about that. Also, for those of you trying to kill cockroaches, it looks like they've outsmarted us again on a way to get away from bait. So we're going to kind of discuss why these cockroaches are evolving to be smarter than us. McDonald's has created an 1,100-calorie dish of fries, right? That, from what I understand, Japan is marketing. It's called the Mega Potato, launched in Japan. It's going to cost, I don't know, I think $5 American dollars, right, for people who really want their French fries. So this war on obesity, I think, is basically defunct at this point. Then we're going to talk about the newest species that are have been discovered, right? Some of them kind of interesting. Some of these cockroaches glow in the dark. I guess one of the animals has blue genitalia. Always exciting. Need to talk about that. Then we have a woman who died, a pregnant woman, gave birth by cesarean section, was brought back to life. She and baby are happy and alive. I'm happy, too. That's a real nice story. And for those women that get accused of losing their memory because of menopause and their husbands give them a hard time, it looks like we do lose our memory a lot of times with menopause and hot flashes. So we're going to have to figure out a way to kind of hide that, right, so we don't get a lot of crap from our spouses. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. It's never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big shout out to all the veterans out there and families of veterans and our military heroes on this Memorial Day weekend. Cannot thank you enough for your service and providing us the freedom that we live under. Thank you again from the bottoms of our heart. Memorial Day, just a touch, just a drop in the bucket of the emotion and the thanks that we really need to be showing you all. Alright, now, cockroaches. I have no love for the cockroach. No love at all. These cockroaches, though, are resilient suckers. They could go weeks without water. They could even survive decapitation, from what we understand, for a period of time. But now researchers have discovered that these roaches can outsmart some human traps by evolving so that a sweet-tasting bait now tastes bitter to them. The discovery was published in today's edition of the journal Science, and they say this solves a 20-year mystery and sheds light on the cockroach's ability to, adapt. Now, remember we talked about how many researchers want us to eat bugs later to solve world hunger? So maybe this is nature's way of making sure we have a food supply later. I don't know if I'm going to be eating cockroaches, though. I mean, if they're covered in chocolate, maybe I'll be able to get it down. But other than that, no. Apparently, Walter Leal is a chemical ecologist at UC Davis. A chemical ecologist. I'm not sure, ladies, if he's single or not. You wonder. Chemical ecologist. Don't they sound pretty sexy? Yeah, and he says these roaches are unbelievable. He says there is an arms race here. Cockroaches, I know. I don't know if he's single, ladies. Cockroaches are an inevitable companion to human civilization. They infest dark corners of the homes. They feed on all types of food, including our hair. Glue, soap, when we see them, they flee. So the problem is many of us have difficulty spraying insecticide because of our kids. So would they use these little baits, like those little things that cockroaches, I forget the 80s, famous 80s brand where you'd see the bug go in and then you'd see these bugs lie on their back with their legs sticking up in the air. That used to scare my little brother. Anyway, they noticed that these traps by the 90s started to kind of lose its power. So from the 80s to the 90s, we're able to kill these cockroaches with these certain baits that were sweet flavored, and then the cockroaches, I guess, outsmarted it. Remember, bugs are smart. So basically, they tested the roaches with this high fructose corn syrup, which, you know, you kind of wonder, because with the crap that we all eat, don't you think we're kind of getting sweeter? You know, diabetics are very tasty to fungus, to bacteria, because of the sweet. So you would wonder if then the cockroaches eventually, if they did evolve this way, they would just leave the house, because we have we even have the high fructose corn syrup poured all over the floor when the kids, you know, spill something. So I'm wondering if maybe that's just the way they're just going to kind of leave houses and go someplace where it's not less sweet. Not too sure. They'll probably go to the vegetarian houses. That's my guess. Anyway, so they found that the companies decided to switch the baits to flavor fructose, and the trap seemed to work. So I guess fructose appears to be better than other types of sugary types of traps. I don't know. I thought fructose was sweet too, so I'm a little confused. But anyway, cockroaches like bitter. I'm bitter that we haven't figured out a way to kill the cockroaches. But we really can't kill cockroaches. Remember, our bugs save us, like spiders. Spiders have a use on this earth. Not sure what. I understand their webs catch bugs or do something, and I understand scientists are looking at spider webs because these webs can have the strength of steel. Yeah, personally, I think they're a nuisance. I've been bitten by a spider. I mean, the infection was tremendous. I'm scared of spiders. I don't like spiders. I don't think we need them. If I see a spider, I kill it. I'm sorry. I just kill the spider. But there's a use. There's definitely a use, and when there's a use, there's a way. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about this female Viagra-type medication that may actually help people with hypoactive sexual desire disorder. Hyposexual sexual desire disorder. So if you're not in the mood, it's already a disorder. And then we also have, I guess, photos and texts released by the defense of George Alexander for in the Trayvon Martin murder killing. We're going to discuss some of that too. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real. It's time to prepare. Economic collapse, social unrest, natural disasters, government takeover, UN takeover.
Are you ready?
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 Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. 3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness. Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show, June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com. Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase. The Social Prepper Trade Show, presented in part by GCN.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the Lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, I just have to text my office. I apologize. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you for all tuning in. Please follow us at Dr. Dahlia on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don for working the dials. All right, so apparently a manufacturer has come up with something they believe could be on the market by the year 2016. A female type of Viagra. Apparently, Emotional Brain is a company based in the U.S. and the Netherlands and is currently developing two drugs for the treatment of hypoactive sexual desire disorder, which is otherwise known as basically low sex drive. The primary drug is called Libridos, and it has proved effective for women with low sex drive and motivation as a result of insensitivity to sexual cues. All right, now, we've talked about low sex drive in women, all right, and why many women need to be truly honest with their medical provider in order for these medications to work. All right. Now, before we go into this, just remember what they said. This is supposed to increase sexual motivation, okay, for women who are insensitive to sexual cues. So this is for women where nothing then stimulates them. Now, there's many women that are not stimulated by their partner, yet they will admit to being sexually attracted to other things. I don't know, Brad Pitt, whatever. I'm not very sexy to me anymore, but you know what I'm saying. So if somebody is not having sex with their husband, let's say, and they go to the doctor and they say, oh, it's just nothing, I have no sex drive whatsoever, and then they try to take like a medication that could be similar to this, etc., and it doesn't work. Well, remember, we discussed how to determine if it's a biological issue or a psychological issue. All right? You know, there are women that are able to still reach sexual satisfaction either with a different partner or with certain self sessions, masturbating, etc. And so, but women don't admit that. Many women don't admit that to their partner that they're having sexual problems with. So when the medicine doesn't work, they say the medicine doesn't work. Okay, if you have true hypoactive sexual desire disorder, it is an extremely debilitating condition where nothing turns you on. Nothing. Nobody. Okay? So the drug, they say, is said to increase sexual motivation and psychological sexual response, such as blood flow to the genitals and lubrication, but they say it can also affect the mind. Now, unlike male Viagra, which basically deals with the blood flow issue in the erection, more of a physical issue, they say this medicine, Libridos, also targets the areas of the brain related to sexual desire. When taken, levels of the brain chemicals serotonin and dopamine are altered, giving dopamine, which to the area of the brain that is kind of associated with pleasure, attraction. This is being reported by Mail Online. Now, the newspaper reports that both drugs have a mint-flavored coating which contains testosterone in it. And testosterone is known to boost sexual desire. Once that coating has melted away, the woman swallows the tablet, which then has the delayed inner release. So I guess you need to suck on the tablet first before you swallow it, which I know is now eliciting giggles out of you guys, but come on, stop the giggles. Now, they say the pill is a close cousin to Viagra, and as in men, this enhances blood flow to the genitals, enhancing sensation. So basically, you have, and they also use buspirone, which was in Buspar. It's an anxiety medication, and that works by raising serotonin levels. So you got the testosterone coating that you kind of suck off first before the pill swallows. Then you have a medication that ups the serotonin. Then you have the Viagra component type that helps deal with the blood flow to the genitals. So, you know, in theory, these medications that have been out in combination may help. It may help a lot. And they say right now 30% of women have this hyposexual desire disorder. And that's pretty significant for a third of women. But remember, this, the women that try this and take it have to be completely honest. Completely honest. And see, the problem is some women that I'll talk to that come into my practice, they want to be honest, they just don't know. And you know, they're like, you know, I just really don't feel like having sex. All I want to do is, you know, watch TV and go to sleep at night. I really don't want to be touched. And I go, is it that you don't want to be touched by him, your husband, or you don't want to be touched by anybody? Oh, I don't know. How do you figure that out? I mean, you can't figure it out. You can't sit there and, you know, test and try to have a relationship with someone out of marriage to see if you get in the mood. And so then sometimes I say, well, let's say somebody is giving you a massage. Okay? Would you prefer your husband to give you a massage, or would you prefer somebody like, let's say, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, I don't know, who knows, Borat, I don't know. And if they say, well, come to think of it, one of the guys in my work, you know, came up and kind of massaged my shoulders, and I liked it a lot. Would you let your husband massage your shoulders? No, I don't want him touching me. All right, that's a psychological issue. All right, you know, sometimes you are very passionate about somebody. And this is why a lot of us doctors do understand the male psyche of some of these men that want to flee as soon as the morning has come. you know, after a one-night stand. There is a psychological explanation for that. And we get mad at those guys. I think many of us women have dated guys like that, and it stinks. But there is a psychological foundation and even a biological basis for that. And we understand that. You have some people that it's really hard to turn off, and you have other people they are very easily turned off, extremely easily turned off. And so you'll have, let's say, men that do a one-night stand, or women, but mostly the men will feel this, where morning comes and they don't want to be around that person. I mean, they are done. They don't want to be touched by that person. You know, they had the sexual desire. Having that sexual desire wanted them to engage in the sexual activity, but morning comes. And it doesn't have to do with you not having makeup. It doesn't have to do with your morning breath. It's the whole idea of they're done. That's it. And it wasn't somebody that maintained the love or the passion. If for some people, they need that passion to still stay attracted or aroused or into you. And it's something that a lot of teenagers don't understand, and a lot of us in our 20s, where you're dating somebody, they seem so into you. And I don't even think it's fake. A lot of women will accuse men of faking it just so they can have sex. I think some of the men out there are a lot more innocent than we think. I think they really are into you, all right, for that period of time. Because it's got to be very difficult for somebody who's not attracted to somebody to still go through the whole sexual process. Now, some of you guys out there are probably saying, nah, Dr. Dahlia, trust me, you know, we could bang anything. All right, okay, but I think a lot of you out there, honestly, if you were put in a room with somebody you weren't attracted to, I think you would have some difficulty having sex with them. So the initial attraction is there. The initial desire is there, and you can't just say it was the alcohol. Well, I slept with them because I was drunk. Remember, alcohol only enhances certain feelings that are there. If you are unattracted to somebody before you're drunk, all right, you'll still be unattracted to them. But if you have certain sexual desires, those may enhance. So you see where that fine line is? So you have people that, well, you know, night before, you look at somebody, maybe start drinking, maybe not, get attracted to them, say what they need to, become involved in an all-nighter or maybe a five-minuter, I don't know, and then all of a sudden they're done and they want to go. Maybe there's regrets. Maybe they start to think clearly, because maybe you don't think as clearly, right? What was that? Smoke gets in your eyes from the platters. I won't sing it. Smoke gets in your eyes. Okay, I won't sing it. I like that song. Anyway, okay, I can't hit the high note at the end, so don't worry. I won't try to sing that note with the smoke. Okay, I won't do it. Okay, boy, this is tempting. Okay, on the break, I need to do it, because I love that song. I got to sing that note. But anyway, next morning, boom, you're completely turned off. You want to flee. Well, that's the same type of mechanism that I believe starts to happen with some of these people with hyposexual arousal disorder, where it's just a turnoff. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're turned off by everybody. Somebody else could light a little fire in their step. Very interesting. But this medication, I mean, we'll see what it does. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Medical report, and Michelle, I'm sure you're going to read this email.
Back to Maria. Bill, I am a widow on disability waiting for a knee and hip replacement, and they're pulling my pain meds and put me on Vistolic because my blood pressure is too high from the pain. She wants to know here, how do I get off of the blood pressure meds?
Well, we have natural blood pressure nutraceuticals. Cardivite, Magtorate, Supernox, Forskolin. Those are the key
ones. She's on a budget, so the main one would probably be Cardivite.
Cardivite and Supernox would be the main two ones, and then you add Magtorate.
And then she said, is a Nutridyne good for radiation exposure?
Yes. Number one, second one is Nutrichala. Third is cell detox glutathione.
So again, her being on a budget, we would tell her the Nutridyne.
Nutridyne and Nutrichala would be the top two.
then what's best, the best defense with the upcoming flu to protect my 17-year-old daughter and two grandbabies on the way with two two-year-old grandsons? Wow.
Number one, Nutriodine. Number two, Alamax Alamed liquid if you needed to for children, and Silver 100. And then the third thing, of course, is to get the NIOSH masks and the defense wipes. So that's really important.
Next bill is Charles, sent from his iPhone. Hi, Dr. Deagle. Please send me the protocol for the prostate problem, which you described to me as a problem caused by the brain sending down peptides, which is causing the swelling. I'm the guy who asked about using CalmMind for PDF. It's PDF again? What is that? As well as urinary tract infection. Also, we spoke of my wife's cycle not being present at age 43.
Not sure he was first off, in terms of the issue that you mentioned, we use Men's Max, four capsules in the morning, the Hormone Synergy, two capsules in the morning.
That's the prostate?
For the prostate, yeah.
Right. And the urinary tract?
I would use probably, start off simply with Alamax or Alamed, and I would use probably another antipathogenic like Nitriodine.
Okay, next is Larry Bill from West Virginia.
When you're getting bladder spasms, you use Bladder Up and Swedish flower pollen.
Yeah, I thought. What's the simplest, the best, the simplest one?
Well, we have three antipathogenics. The most powerful of all three is the Nutridyne, and second would be Alamax and Silver 100.
Next is Larry from West Virginia. Dr. Deagle, my 5-year-old daughter is having issues with constipation and her stomach is swelling as a result. Mm-hmm. How serious of an issue is this and what do you recommend? Also, we live in West Virginia and she starts kindergarten this coming fall and we have no exception from vaccines in my area. Any suggestions?
There's an exception in every state. So when they say there's no exceptions, they're just trying to say it's mandated. The word mandate means there's no such a place or country where you can't get out of vaccines. So all you do is you have religious or other exclusion, and they can't force vaccines on anybody. Number two, for constipation, open up half a capsule of colon cleanse, and then add probiotics and add some soluble fiber. You can order soluble fiber online or buy it at a pharmacy. You mix soluble fiber into say, your juice or whatever, milk or whatever, and then that'll allow her to get a normal bowel movement. But the colon cleanse, half a capsule a day, probiotic, like Living Probiotic, a capsule once or twice a day. And that should recolonize her gut, and that'll help her heal. If she has food allergies, you avoid the food allergies that cause gut spasm, and then get her off gluten, which is, breads. Because she might have some bread sensitivity, and you're getting gut spasm, and you'll end up with obstipation from that.
Mm-hmm. He also says, Yahweh bless. And I always say, God bless, Yahweh bless. I like that. And next we have Allison from Florida. My name is Allison. I just watched a YouTube presentation. I'm writing because I have been receiving a lot of information on stratospheric aerosol geoengineering project.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Basically, it's putting nanoparticles at 73,000 to 80,000 feet. The original idea was back in the 50s. Was to put particles over 22,000 miles out to block coronal mass ejections from the sun and protect the Earth from CMEs that might not go to the power grid. Mm-hmm. But they put them up there for three reasons. And because I took care, as a civilian, the people putting up these particles at Buckley and Peterson Air Force Base, I know the three projects. The first one is to put the particles up to change, to protect the Earth from a CME from the sun, because they knew that solar mass ejection could be caused by a comet or space weather can cause a major one. We've had just another M6 CME yesterday. It's going to strike the Earth by tomorrow. Mm-hmm. An X-class one actually can knock out the power grid, especially if it's geocentric. The second is to form a mirror so you can actually image through the Earth and actually identify, using what's called torsion field satellite imaging, all the mineral and other resources on the planet. They can actually look through the planet. And the third area is actually what's called a scalar warfare, where they can actually create a plasma weapon. They can create a 100 million degree temperature plasma ball over a city equivalent to a nuclear warhead. and or send what's called scalar harmonic signals that are harmonic with specific DNA or cellular structures over a specific territory and can have an effect on that area. They have all these weapons. They have EMP weapons, scalar weapons, plasma weapons, all based on Nikola Tesla's research back in the 1940s that America took. And these are all on space-based weapon platforms. And they need these nanoparticles, which are aluminum. They're all paramagnetic. Aluminum nanoparticles, thorium, 1 in 50 thorium atoms is paramagnetic, is radioactive as well. And barium, which is 10,000 times more toxic than mercury.
Up where?
73 to 80,000 feet. They're way above the normal.
How do they get it up there?
They have robotic drones that are shoved to the back of Hercules C-130s. They fly a military-grade pattern and spray it out of the aircraft. It takes 2.5 to 4 years for the nanoparticles to fall to Earth, so they're constantly re-injecting it. So even if they don't put it over a country like China, they spread it in a laminar flow so they cover the Earth and form a what's called a plasma shield, which allows them to use these weapons anywhere on the Earth. So they have plasma-based weapons that can be used or imaging. And so it's part of what's called the third level of the space shield against nuclear weapons.
So what can she take to protect herself from that?
Heavy metal detox, Keeler Max, number one, liquid zeolite.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to stop free radicals, so Neutrochala, Regenerax, and cell detox, glutathione. What's happening is we're getting heavy metal poisoning. We're also, because these things turn the air into a plasma. Yeah, that's really strange.
What was that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a party. Hey, there's a party. I'm out of here.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. So anyways, what happens is the nanoparticles basically turn the air into a plasma, so also other pollution gets worse. We have scalar pollution from cell phones, Wi-Fi networks, and other cell towers, and also it has an effect on weather, because weather is basically the movement of ionosphere in the upper atmosphere, affecting the jet streams and the interaction of cold and hot weather masses, air masses. So it changes the weather patterns too, and it can also allow them to, if you want to call it, geoengineer the weather by changing what's called the paramagnetic torsion fields that moves the storms. For example, they set up a pinwheel over New Orleans and actually pulled in storm cells to form a giant storm cell there, or the same one over Sandy Hook, over New Jersey and New York when they had the storm come up there. They actually pulled it in at a time when storms don't happen and created a giant storm, even though it was only a grade one, and had parked it literally over the city for a week.
Did you see that email from Denise? Hi, Denise, by the way. She's up there in L.A., and it was in Los Angeles last week. There was a guy was out there taking pictures of orange clouds. And I looked at the video. Did you see this?
No.
And you know how chemtrails are always leaving the streak and everything. Well, it started off with chemtrails over L.A., just up the road.
Yeah.
And then after, you know, about half hour, an hour or so later, then orange puffy clouds kept forming. I just watched the whole entire video. And actually, I sent it to you. And, of course, Denise's question is, what is that?
Well, what they do is they can change it, because, remember, there's a plasma. It's like if you see a fluorescent light. Basically, what they're doing is they're turning the atmosphere into the contents of a fluorescent light bulb. And if you hit it with the right frequencies, you can get different colors, just like fluorescent lights.
So the clouds will gorge?
Yeah, you can change it by the frequencies that they're emitting. So, yep. It's all part of weaponizing.
You can email Denise.
It's part of weaponizing the planet. And this technology is very evil. It's done without approval by any of the nations of the earth, you know, the public people.
Yeah.
And it's done by corporations and the global fascist elite.
Yeah.
Pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple, grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Thank you all. for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is cool. An electrical engineer in San Francisco crafted an engagement ring for his girlfriend that would light up whenever he was near her. Now, Ben Cokes, or Cokies, 36 years old, secretly spent months working on a design and building the perfect ring for his girlfriend. I know some of you are like, wait a second here. He didn't go buy her a rock. He sat at home and he built the ring. The ring does have some copper in it. The ring has a copper coil that acts as a receiver, and it generates a current when exposed to an alternating magnetic field. Then, I guess, his crafted bracelet acts as the transmitter, so when he gets 4 inches away, LED lights light up stones on the band. So he gets a bracelet, she gets the ring. The ring has 23 stones, 13 diamonds, and 10 sapphires. Ah, all right. So she does get not only a rock, a lot of rocks, 13 diamonds and 10 sapphires. That's not bad. I'm looking at it right now. It's on my Facebook page or my Twitter. It kind of looks like a wedding band that has the LED lights, but it doesn't look like an engagement ring that has a rock on it. But then again, many of us, you know, when we were married and we were poor, we really didn't have a rock, you know, that much of a rock anyway. So if she's got diamonds and sapphires, she's definitely doing way better than many of us. Anyway, to easily explain the way it works, he says, think about how your electric toothbrush charges. It's a similar type of connection. See, I don't understand how the electrical toothbrush charges. I know you stick it on something, right? You stick it on the base. You have to let it sit there overnight. Then you pick it up and you brush your teeth. And then I guess you brush until the battery goes out or whatever. I've never understood electronics. I'm sorry. I understand there's AC currents and DC currents. I get all that. But I was more of a biology mind. I'm a lover, you know, not a thinker. Anyway, he incurred a few hiccups during the whole process, probably because he was sticking the sapphires and diamonds in his mouth as he was about to place them in. But he was able to complete the ring and purpose. He proposed. He says he planned to go hiking with Julie on a trail that overlooks the city. Oh, he's in San Francisco. He had hoped to arrive at dusk, the perfect time to illuminate the ring, but there was fog. Isn't this romantic? And they diverted the trail to take a trip to the ice cream shop. So we proposed at the ice cream shop. She said, oh, my God, that's incredible. And then asked to have a spoonful of his Rocky Road ice cream. No, I'm joking. All right. That's incredible. Oh, man. Now, you see, wait a second. She said that's incredible. Does that mean she liked the ring, or she was like, okay, this is just a little too constrictive and domineering for my taste? He said that he planned to have her pick out the ring at a professional jeweler's afterwards, but she told him that she wanted to keep his as the permanent one. Well, you have to. I mean, you know how difficult that would be? Your man works hours upon hours in his garage on a copper ring with some sapphire and diamonds, which you have to pretend and assume they're real. And then you go, I want another ring. No. Well, here's the thing. So many of us women, we can't wait to be proposed to, that will say, oh, that's fine. Then we go to work, or we go to school the next day, or we go out with our girlfriends, and everybody wants to see the ring. And then you show them this copper wire, you know, Las Vegas light-up thingy, and your friends go, oh, funny joke. Oh, ha-ha, that's a good one. All right, show us the real ring. Show us the rock. And you're like, well, no, it has some copper in it, and there's those little, well, maybe sapphires. Sapphires? Give me a magnifying glass. See, there's one, and there's two. See that one? Two. There's some. Girlfriend, no way. No way, you're lying. Where's the real ring? And then you kind of feel like crap. And you go, I guess this is it. And they're like, oh, honey, Oh, no way, honey. Nope. That man, this is what he does. This is what he does. He does a homemade makeshift ring. No way. Too Duck Dynasty for my taste. And she tells you to break off with him. Although for me, Duck Dynasty is right up my alley. Anyway, all right, so she doesn't get a big rock. That's okay. No big deal. You don't really need to. I don't understand why guys have to spend that kind of dough on the ring to begin with. It really, I don't think the bigger the rock shows how much you love the person. To be honest, the fact that my husband wanted to spend the rest of his life with me, I mean, that is probably one of the gutsiest things I've ever seen. He doesn't need to start shelling out hundreds of dollars on a piece of jewelry. And it's funny because when I was engaged, I was in medical school, and you couldn't wear non-band. You couldn't wear rings that had, I had like a little baby diamond on mine. It was a teardrop looking one. It was a beautiful ring, exquisite ring that he had picked out for me and surprised me with, but I had to continually take it off when I was in surgery, and I had to pin it to something, and I was worried I was going to lose it. And even to this day, I only wear a wedding band. I don't wear jewelry a lot. It's in the way. So for me, my husband knew he didn't have to spend a lot of money on the ring. He did it. You know, I would rather, you know, he spend the money on psychiatric therapy to get through a marriage with me. So save the money for that if it ever comes to that. But the fact that he wanted to marry me, to me, was love enough. All right? So pretty happy about that. Good for her. But the fact that it lights up when he's a certain feet away, I don't know how much feet. Oh, when he gets 4 inches away. Oh, what? 4 inches? I thought if he was in the nearby vicinity, like up the block hailing a taxi cab, that, you know, and he come, that's what I was thinking. 4 inches? Oh, please. Man, what a mind blow. I'm thinking Lord of the Rings orc type, where the sword, you know, of the Hobbit Frodo, his sword would light up blue. Right? And when, I mean, it looked blue to me on the big screen or on the DVD collection set when an orc was nearby the Hobbits and they needed to run and get Stridor. Stridor was too busy making time with Arwen, which I had a huge problem with the Lord of the Rings movie with that. Viggo Mortensen did not need to hang out with Arwen as much as he did. That was too girly. Okay, I wanted to see some more ranger action. Anyway, all right, let's go to McDonald's. McDonald's has the McMega Potato, it looks like. An 1,140-calorie dish that has a whole bunch of fries that is double the size of a large order of fries. If Michelle Obama saw this in America or Mayor Bloomberg, they'd probably have a stroke looking at this, God forbid. But anyway, McDonald's has decided to, I believe, launch this in Japan. It's called the Mega Potato. Will be Mick launched in Japan, Mick today. It'll cost 490 yen, which my guess is around $5, is it? Japan Today reports that the Mega Potato is being billed as perfect for sharing. The launch comes after the director of nutrition for McDonald's insisted that its McMenu can be McGood for you. But when it comes to calories, all other items trail. All right, the large French fries contains 460 calories, whereas this Mega Potato is 1,100. Big Mac is 540 calories. A double quarter pounder with cheese, 740 calories. Now, remember, many of us, we like to share. All right, we like, I like somebody bringing over some pizza or some hot wings, and we all share. So we're in a recession, people, but I think we're kind of going the other way. But listen, if there's a demand, there's a supply. And I think people, even in Japan, are not really into this whole trying to get healthy thing. Fast food is supposed to be fast food. Okay, it's not supposed to be healthy. Trying to healthify fast food never made sense to me. Okay, because people don't go for fast food. If you want to eat something healthy, then you make something healthy. You don't go to fast food. All right, just like with Playboy. Okay, Playboy is Playboy. That's why people buy it. Don't go away. We'll be back. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's livepremium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope. Optimize health with K48 Plus.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.